Our scripture this morning is found Hebrews 6, verses 16 to 20. Now when people take an oath, they call on someone greater than themselves to hold them to it. And without any question, that oath is binding. God also bound himself with an oath, so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind. So God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. Jesus has already gone in there for us. He has become our eternal high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is many things to us. He is our way, our truth, and our life. He is our light. He is the door. He is our salvation, he is our brother, he is our friend, our refuge, and our strength. And Jesus is also our hope. Let me remind you what biblical hope means, because worldly hope is just to have a strong wish or desire. But biblical hope is a hope that is, a confident expectation and a joyful assurance of what God has promised, grounded in his faithfulness and character. This hope is rooted in Christ. It's empowered by the Holy Spirit, and it acts as a steadfast anchor for the soul because God has given both his promise and his oath. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not yet see. Our faith is based on our biblical hope. And this hope gives us strength and stability in the present, especially in difficult times. This hope empowers us to live with purpose based on God's eternal plan. Hope is a present reality of peace and joy, and it is a forward-looking confidence in the fulfillment of God's promises made in Christ. And as we read in Hebrews 6:19, hope is an anchor for the soul. It stabilizes us during life's storms. And what makes this hope an anchor is the truth of Jesus Christ's resurrection. 1 Peter 1:3-5 says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. You, through faith, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is to be revealed in the last time. So because of Jesus' resurrection, we have a living hope. This hope includes eternal life and also a heavenly inheritance. And when we lose sight of eternity, we lose sight of what is really important. Paul instructs us to think about the things of heaven and not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. Jesus is our hope. He holds our life within him. Our hope is secured in the love of Christ and the fullness of his grace that will be revealed when he returns. See, Jesus is returning. God has told us so with a double ironclad promise and oath. Titus 2 says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good." Christians place their ultimate hope in the person of Jesus Christ. He is unlike any other. He's the preeminent one. He is the exalted one. He is the all-sufficient one. He is the glorious Messiah. How amazing is it that this life is not all that we have? It's easy to be focused on the day-to-day living that we forget that our Savior is coming back. He's coming to gather us to himself. We will never be separated from him or his holiness, and we will spend eternity together. This is our Advent, waiting for the promised return of Jesus. And in the meantime, while we wait, Jesus is with us in the present. And not just with us, but Jesus is right in the middle of the thick of things in our lives. And he's orchestrating our lives for good. Whether it is to grow us in our faith or to draw us closer to him, Jesus has us where he wants us for a reason. And he is sustaining us through each difficulty. Which is why it says in Isaiah 41:10, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And in Romans 5:1-5, we read, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace, in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." In other words, this newfound status that we live in brings a rejoicing in the hope of a future triumph, even in our sufferings. Because suffering makes us better. It makes us stronger. It teaches us perseverance. It matures us. And it strengthens our hope. And this hope in God's promises is confident and secure because it is grounded in God's love. And God's love is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. There is no situation so torturous, so impossible, so agonizing, or so depleting of vitality that the risen Lord cannot share his resurrection life with us and see us through it. May we today, in this season of Advent, find hope, help, and comfort in Jesus Christ, our living hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.